This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A crew capsule is on its way to the International Space Station, but with no crew aboard. The SpaceX Crew Dragon, atop a Falcon 9 rocket, had a successful liftoff early today from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Loaded with supplies and test equipment, the capsule is on course to reach the space station early Sunday. NASA has awarded millions of dollars to SpaceX and Boeing to design and operate a vehicle to put astronauts into orbit from American soil sometime this year. SpaceX is the brainchild of Elon Musk, the CEO of electric car maker Tesla. The Islamic State's self-declared caliphate in Syria may soon be no more. U.S.-backed forces are poised to take the last remnants of it in the northeastern village of Baghouz. The final assault began just a day after a Syrian Democratic Forces spokesman predicted that Baghouz would be liberated within a week. Meanwhile, the United Nations says nearly 12 million people in Syria are dependent on humanitarian aid for survival. VOA's Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The United Nations has not yet come up with a dollar amount for its humanitarian plan for Syria, but based on last year's $3.36 billion appeal, the cost of caring for millions of destitute civilians in 2019 will not be cheap. The Syrian government, with the aid of its Russian allies, has made large military and territorial gains. Despite this, the United Nations says neither the war nor the humanitarian crisis affecting the civilian population is over. The UN reports an estimated 6.2 million Syrians are internally displaced. It says more than 80% of the population lives below the poverty line, suffering from chronic levels of deprivation.
That was VOA's Lisa Schlein reporting from Geneva. This is VOA News. Canada could be getting closer toward turning over to the United States the chief financial officer of Chinese telecom giant Huawei. Meng Wanzhou, who is under house arrest, will appear in a Vancouver court on March 6th to learn when she will have an extradition hearing. More from AP correspondent Rob Gillies.
The Huawei executive is out on bail in Canada and able to go anywhere in Vancouver. She actually has multi-million-dollar homes. One's under renovation and she's living in the other. She doesn't face any charges in Canada whatsoever, no. But somebody that's in Canada, the U.S. wants to extradite it to their country, Canada has an obligation to arrest that person and see whether or not it's justified.
That was AP correspondent Rob Gillies. The Chinese embassy in Ottawa says it firmly opposes allowing the extradition process to continue. The case has damaged Chinese relationship with Canada. After Meng's detention, China arrested two Canadians on national security grounds, and a Chinese court sentenced to death a Canadian man jailed for drug smuggling. The United States has unveiled new sanctions against Venezuela. The special representative for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, announced new visa restrictions on officials aligned with embattled President Nicolas Maduro.
Maduro supporters that abuse or violate human rights, steal from the Venezuelan people, or undermine Venezuela's democracy are not welcome in the United States.
The Trump administration said the sanctions were in response to the Venezuelan military shutdown of opposition-backed efforts to bring aid supplies into the country. The State Department revoked the travel visas of 49 Venezuelans it said were responsible for undermining the country's democracy. Deadly shelling has broken out again in disputed Kashmir a day after an Indian pilot, captured by Pakistan in its portion of Kashmir, was handed over to India. India says a mother and two children were killed by Pakistani attacks. For its part, Pakistan says Indian military forces have killed one person and injured three. As the United States and China work toward a new trade agreement, President Trump is calling on Beijing to lift a series of tariffs on American farm products. Here's AP's Jackie Quinn.
President Trump has tweeted that he has asked China to remove the tariffs, saying it's very important for our great farmers and me. The Chinese-imposed tariffs he's talking about are in retaliation for actions he took. Last year, the Trump administration began slapping import taxes on Chinese goods to pressure Beijing.
If they charge us, we charge them the same thing.
The U.S. and China are now trying to work out their trade differences. The president says talks are moving along nicely. That's why he hasn't gone through with a planned increase in tariffs this month on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Gene Randall, VOA News.